Good morning. You're listening to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. I'm at Coverings in Orlando, and I'm with Elena Capra, who's the industry spokesperson for the show. Elena, how you doing?
Doing great.
We talked earlier when you were just named into this position. Not only are you the show's spokesperson, but that's kind of a side job because you're also a trained interior designer, right?
Yes. For over 13 years, I've been a certified kitchen and bath designer as well as an interior designer. So the tile and stone industry has always been something that has been a huge part of my job, so I've always been sort of involved in it.
And you practice actually over in the Fort Lauderdale area of Florida, right?
Yes, I work everywhere from Miami to West Palm Beach area, as well as sometimes out of state, so I'm sort of expanding the business as much as I can.
And we were talking a little bit before this interview, and you were telling me some of the projects you're working on. Your focus, you said kitchen and bath, so that's primarily residential, right?
Yes, I mostly do high-end residential, lots of kitchen and bath remodels, as well as the furnishings too. So I'm sometimes doing the flooring throughout the whole house and stuff in the exterior, pool areas, selecting tile for that as well. So I definitely get a chance to do tile selection for not just those two rooms of the house, but almost anywhere and everywhere we could put it. Columns to accent walls and everything else.
How has the business changed in the 13 years you've been doing it?
I think from the beginning, if I think about it, you know, obviously we've seen the economy, the highs, the lows, and now going back up again, I think it's been exciting to see specifically where I'm at in South Florida. Building has been on the rise. There's new buildings going up. There's new construction everywhere. So that's really promising, and I love it because I feel like people are finally excited about the build industry. I'm super busy. Everyone I know seems to be getting really busy.
And more specifically to changes over the 13 years in tile itself, you're seeing what more larger formats? Give us a little bit of flavor of that, if you would.
So seeing the evolvement of tile since I've started in the industry, and I remember the very first bathrooms I was designing, I used a couple of glass tiles. And back, you know, in 2003 and 2004, the glass tile selections and the tile selections were way different than they are now. And a lot of the products didn't even exist, such as wood porcelains and thin porcelains and everything we're seeing now. The technology has completely just evolved to where I'm able to use porcelain that looks just like a piece of Calcutta marble. I'm able to use porcelain that looks just like wood, and there's all sorts of custom blend options and beautiful 3D and all sorts of different things. I'm excited because it gives me a bigger creative platform to do beautiful design because there's so much to choose from.
So this is the second day of the show, and I'm sure you've walked the show some. Are you seeing anything that catching your eye that you might start to use with your clients because of your association with the show?
There's been some really beautiful things I've seen. I did get a chance to go to Trousseau earlier, so I saw some intros, but here you see a whole lot more, and I definitely like seeing some of the high gloss looking wood porcelain. I started seeing some of that. Typically I was using the regular wood planks and just more of a matte finish, but I love some of the high gloss. I think in some modern applications it's going to look really cool. I'm very excited about a lot of the metallics. I've seen some really beautiful gold, and I'm interested in using that more, as I see that's an emerging trend. A lot of the hexagon shape, I've been using it already, plan on using more of it. The thin porcelain, obviously I'm very excited to start using that. You know, there's so much more, but those are a couple of things I've been looking at.
Now, you got associated with this show because several years ago you designed one of these product showcases, right?
Yes, so I was involved in the first installation and design showcase in 2010 here in Orlando. The tile contractors involved in that show is wonderful because that is the best of the best you're ever going to get to do your tile installs. It was a great success, and I love seeing that that's still part of the show and it's growing and evolving. I took a look today and saw how those were all coming along, and each of them looked great. I think each so different, and people are really just going all out with their design, and you could tell the time it's put into them.
You mentioned that this industry kind of went through a recession, and looking at the show now, they completely have filled out this space. I think they have, 1,100 exhibitors and over 430,000 net square feet of exhibit space, right?
Yeah, I think the show floor is packed. There are a lot. It's a lot of walking, which is great. It's nice to see the show so crowded and packed and so many exhibitors here and so much to see.
It's also kind of neat that they lay this place out by country of origin, don't they?
Yes. You know, not everyone realizes that when you first walk in if you haven't been to the show before. But once you're guided and realize that you have tile of Spain over here and you have tile counts of North America here and ceramics of Italy there and Turkish ceramics here, you start understanding, you know, the origin and then you get to know a little bit more about that area by seeing, you know, specific things that repeat themselves and a little bit different. And I think it's good. It takes a while. You have to educate the first timers of how the layout is. And then once you know it, you know it.
It's amazing. They build almost a small city for a 4-day show. One of the neat things about this show, you might comment on this, is that you go to many of these trade shows and they show racks of product. And here they actually show you vignettes. They show you what the product looks like in a room environment, right?
I think the display of the tile here is very unique, and it's beautiful the way they do it, that it's not just racks of tile, that it's not just wings of stuff to pull out. It's, yes, you have to have that to showcase all of your product, but you need to see some of this stuff installed in order for it to catch your eye. When you walk past, the things that caught my eye the most is the stuff that is built and lit, and it's the wow factor that you just walk over and you see something and you're like, wow, this is very cool. I need to find out more. So you walk in and you ask more information. And I think the more eye-catching you make your booth, the better, because you have to have something that jumps out. There's so much to see. And I think when people are walking, you want to see that one thing that looks, that's the one thing you've never seen before.
There's actually something for everybody here, right? Talk a little bit about who comes to the show.
Well, I think there definitely is, and the slogan, you belong here, that they've come up with this year is true, because every aspect of the industry belongs here, from architects to designers to builders and remodelers to all those who work in the tile industry to tile installers. You know, you have a little of everything, and, you know, of course, as a designer, I'm not here specifically looking for, you know, the tools, but I also want to check out tile, and I may want to check out setting materials and grout and all of that, because that also affects my designs. It's good. There's a lot of crossover. Like, I might just go to a tile show, but there's so much more. So for every person who's here in any segment of the industry, it's sort of like, you should be here. And there's even more reason, too. There's even more than you think you're coming for that you'll find.
Right before we run out of time, let's talk. They're going to Chicago next year, right?
Yes, next year we'll be in Chicago in April, and I think it's great. It's nice that it moves around from different cities. I think it gives the show a different feel in each city it's in. You know, you have Vegas, you have Orlando, and it's nice. I look forward to seeing what they're going to have next year and what the new trends are going to be. This year, there's some really exciting stuff, so it's always fun to think of how they're going to top that, and so I look forward to that.
All right, great. Again, we've been talking to Elena Capra, who's the spokesperson for Coverings and also a residential interior designer based in South Florida, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloridaLA.net.